T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Good to be with you on a gorgeous Thursday afternoon here in Kansas City. Dare I say, record-setting day
in Kansas City. We did not only set a record, we shattered it. What is it right now, Scott?
It is. Last check, it was 71. Let me take a gander here. We got to get to 74 to beat the record for the month.
I mean, this is a Chamber of Commerce kind of day right here.
Stuck at 71.
If we can get to 74, we break the entire record forever, or tie it, pardon me, for the entire month of December in the history of our town.
Right.
We've already beat the record for just this day, on this day in history.
December 2nd.
Yes.
Yep. Your favorite artist, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I've said this 1,000 times. I don't like her music, but I think she's a wonderful person. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie's top slot. Hello, kind condolence gift. Last month, Taylor Swift's 10-minute version of All Too Well.
Yep.
Beat out Don McLean's 8-minute 1971 hit American Pie for the title of the longest song to ever top the Billboard chart.
Not until Jake Gyllenhaal left her.
That dang sweater.
Yep.
It's a scarf, Sam!
Same difference.
Sorry.
This week, the 76-year-old former record holder, that would be Don McLean, announced that Taylor Swift had sent him a very nice gift after she broke his record, flowers and a note.
That's lovely.
Said McLean in a post, what a classy artist. Thank you, Taylor Swift, for the flowers and the note. The good winter gesture by Swift follows McLean admitting that while disappointed to be dethroned from the title he had held for more than 49 years, American Pie remained at number one for 4 weeks in January 1972. He could not imagine a better artist to beat him.
That makes me happy. People are good.
All right. We are continuing to follow breaking news out of Wyandotte County at the Legends Complex.
Yeah. If you are listening on podcast or in the bonus hour, we are bringing you this news at 4 p.m. on this December 2nd. I keep wanting to say it's the 3rd, and I apologize for that. But they are asking you this afternoon to avoid the area around 108th and Parallel. That is the very busy Walmart over in the Legends Complex after an SUV barreled toward the cart barn, up and over a retaining wall. The driver is apparently critically injured, and one pedestrian has died. Mm. Two other pedestrians also seriously injured, and we are awaiting news on their condition. We'll bring it to you when we have it.
All right, story here from the Kansas City Star. A rash of brazen grab-and-run thefts targeting high-end and technology retailers have been sweeping across the country and making national headlines, as you know. The shoplifting crimes in some instances involve dozens of people who swarm the stores, grab what they can, flee, all in a matter of seconds. Detective Byron Pierce with the Overland Park Police Department doesn't call such crimes shoplifting. Instead, the detective says they are organized retail crime.
Yes.
Says Detective Byron Pierce with the Overland Park Police Department, quote, the impact to the retailers sometimes can be enormous. recently, and by the way, he is with the department's organized retail crime unit.
Yes, for years.
Recently, there's been quite a bit of an uptick in the emboldenedness of these of some of these bad perpetrators who are targeting some of our luxury line type of retailers and stealing thousands of to hundreds of thousands of dollars in product.
So one of the things I wanted to talk about today, and we don't need to make it a topic because we've hit this a few times, but I think it's important to talk about it. There is actually a bill in Congress, federal, correct, Scott? I don't mean
there
like
is
local.
There is a federal bill that's been proposed.
Yes. And this was in the New York Times. I'm going to look it up because I sent you the article in your email where basically, and I don't agree with this, instead of locking up the items like we're starting to see in California where you have to ask for a key to get things like deodorant, they are trying to go after the sellers on these sites like Amazon. And listen to this op-ed from the New York Times. And again, I don't agree with it, and I'll tell you why in a minute. Fortunately, there is a solution, and it doesn't involve turning stores into fortresses or security guards into combatants. The solution is to remove the profit motive by shutting down the resale of stolen goods over the internet. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
If criminals know they can't sell the stuff they steal, they won't steal. Congress is moving in the right direction, they say in this op-ed. On November 17th, the House Energy and Commerce Committee approved and sent to the full House a bill that would require online marketplaces to verify the identities of high-volume third-party sellers. Third-party refers to sellers other than the platform itself.
Which is basically describing Amazon.
High-volume is defined as 200 sales over 12 months with a total value of $5,000 or more. The bill is called the INFORM, in all caps, Consumers Act, and is sponsored by a slew of Republicans and Democrats, and it's earned support from the Coalition to Protect America's Small Sellers. The bill also gives sellers who do have to disclose their identity the option of doing so only after a sale. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to third-party sellers, the 800-pound gorilla in the room is Amazon, whose net sales are running at a rate of more than $400 billion a year. What they're proposing here, Scott, is that Amazon and other places like it, even Facebook Marketplace, if you're listening and you're a high-volume seller, they would have to verify that you aren't selling stolen goods.
How would they do that?
Help me figure it out, Scott, because for the life of me, I can't. This is a huge net to me that's going to entangle normal retail sellers who sell anything from monogram t-shirts to anything. They need to be looking for the high volume sellers who are selling deodorant, razors, liquor. What else is on there that they keep stealing from CVS? Hair color.
Oh, cologne. Did you mention cologne?
How do you do that? If you just put a dollar amount and a number of sales amount, which is 200, you are going to ensnare hundreds of thousands of people who have legitimate businesses and stores on places like Amazon.
Who don't have brick and mortar.
Correct.
Whose only market is,
correct,
is the Amazons of the world. You know who this is really going to get? Etsy.
But they're this is using a cannon to kill a very large fly. And in killing that fly, you are going to ensnare, and I'm guaranteeing you some of our listeners or some of them, if you have an online store, you are going to be in some database selling, well, Sally in Overland Park sure is selling a lot of whatever. It could be stuff you make out of your home.
That's what a lot of the people on Etsy do.
It's the makers.
They just, you know, out of their house in, you know, Texas, they make these cute little signs that, you know.
Yes.
You had me at Merlot or something or whatever. And then they sell these cute little wooden signs on Etsy.
And there are people who buy quite legitimately tractor trailers full of old products that the stores didn't want. Those aren't hot goods.
Those aren't hot.
They bought them appropriately, and they are trying to sell them on Amazon.
Or people, quite frankly, who dumpster dive. We got into that a couple weeks ago where there's a woman with billions of followers who dumpster dives behind stores and
makes $4,000 a month.
$4,000 a month, turn around and selling that crap. She's not a thief. She's a dumpster diver. also something I wouldn't want to be, but whatever. Teach your own.
576-7798. You use the name Sally in Overland Park. So let's hear from a Sally in Overland Park. I don't mean that literally.
Yeah, why go after anyone who's selling 200 items in a year?
200 and or $5,000 or that's, more.
They need to be going after the guy in Minneapolis, Scott, who was selling millions of dollars in stolen goods from CVS, Walmart, and Best Buy.
And how does one verify themselves? Are you going to have, is Amazon going to have a Zoom meeting with you where you have to show them your little workshop where you do your cute woodwork?
We're even missing the overall point. Let's look up that case in Minneapolis where they caught the guy in the family video store who had hundreds of millions of dollars in stolen goods on Amazon. Even after they caught him, the police could not reach anyone at Amazon to shut off his account.
First thing that ought to have been a red flag is he ran a family video store.
Very popular these days, said no one ever.
Right. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Ken and the others, we got a full board. Hang tight. Don't forget, we are wrapping up Coats for Kids 2021 tomorrow. We are in the final stretch. If you can donate, we would more than appreciate it. And I know the needy children in Kansas City who benefit would more than appreciate. Just go to KMBZ.com. Click on the Coats for Kids logo at the top of the page. It is safe. It is secure. You can make a donation of your choosing. We would love to thank our partners at Pinnacle Bank for their incredible support. With Coats for Kids 2021, it wraps up tomorrow. Read in the New York Times today where Congress is at least floating a bill called the Inform Act, which, among other things, would require online marketplaces to, quote, verify the identities of high-volume third-party sellers. This would be their attempt to cut down on these smash-and-grab organized crime robberies that are going on around the country. They're not necessarily new, but they're certainly happening with more frequency. Third party would refer to sellers other than the platform itself. So think Amazon, think Etsy, Facebook Marketplace. High volume would be defined as at least 200 sales over the last 12 months with a total value of $5,000 or more. Let's go to Chad in Overland Park. Chad, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You know what? It's warm enough out here. I almost need a pool.
Do you now? Right on.
Hey, so, how about we do this? And this is one thing I always do anytime I buy anything online. Ask and make it a requirement that you show a purchase receipt, gift receipt, or some financial transaction that you acquire this item, especially on the high-end items. Now, I know not everybody's going to have that, always a gift or whatever, but there's always some sort of trail that would at least slow this down versus it won't eliminate it totally.
Let me ask you something, and this would just be for the sake of this discussion. Let's say I collect CDs. That's my thing. I have over 800 CDs at my house. One day I wake up and I decide this Spotify thing has changed my life. I don't need CDs anymore. I'm going to go ahead and liquidate my entire CD collection and I start selling my CDs on Amazon. Well, if I sell one more than 200 of my 800 CDs, I now would be triggered by this bill, right? How do I prove that I've bought these CDs?
An
I don't ever see
on that. So an example on that is right now, did someone smash and grab 800 CDs
right
out of a store? No, not at all. That's something that's obvious and proven in the years on the CDs that are produced. It's become common sense, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, you can prove it.
Okay. All right. Hey, Chad, do appreciate the call, man. Good to hear your voice. Enjoy the warm weather and get that pool. Richard in Lee Summit, you're next. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi. We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
All right. So the elephant in the room is they get all these people's information. They also can come back and say, hey, did you pay taxes on all this money you made? You know, it opens the door for, say, the IRS to come in and, you know, round up a bunch of people that haven't been paying taxes on all this money they've been making all along.
I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, Richard, because I've got a friend who's a maker, and she works harder than any single person I know, and she pays taxes on every single thing she sells.
Right, but there's also the people that, you know, I'm cleaning out mom's house. I got all this money from all this stuff I sold online. Uncle Sam's not looking. You know, what do you do in that situation?
Do you have, this would be a totally off topic question. Do you have to pay taxes on things you've already bought if you sell them for less than what you bought them for?
I think online. How does that work?
I don't know. I ask out of ignorance. If I'm, let's go back to the CD collection for just a moment.
Yeah.
If I'm selling my CDs on Amazon, but I'm selling them for $2 a piece, I bought them for more than $2 a piece. Why would I have to pay an income tax on that?
So my dear friend who is a maker, I will reach out to her. I don't know that she is in a place where she can talk today, but if she is, I will get her on the phone. She can answer all your tax questions because she's been doing this for years.
All right, 576-7798. Michelle, Jim, and the others, you guys hang tight. You're all next here on Dana and Parks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Independence. Michelle, hello.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi, Michelle, go ahead.
Okay. I was saying to your other guy that if I wanted to sell online, all I have to do is reach my limit, and then my sister could sell $5,000 more, and then my brother could sell $5,000 more, you know, or my friend.
Oh. Yeah.
Assuming that I need a tax ID number.
Yeah, because Michelle, there's always a way around this, isn't there? If they say, yeah, okay, you can't sell $5,000 a year, which is most people sell that. I mean, if you're online and you have your own marketplace, most people are selling a higher volume than even that. What you're going to do is split it. You're absolutely right.
So that would be ridiculous. It's like, come on now. You got to think like a crook.
You know, and I appreciate that you do, Michelle.
Think like a crook. Well, in regards to this bill, somebody on the text line wrote earlier, you guys complained, just, you know, you guys were saying people needed, we need to do something about this, and then somebody does something about it and you bitch about it. That was their quote. Arguably because it's a dumb idea. This is just a couple of members of Congress doing something. So, doing something doesn't always mean that you're actually doing anything. And my argument has been from day one, when these things first started making their way into the news, was there has to be a way for law enforcement to find their way up the ladder to the big fish, just like you would with drug dealers. Don't go after the guys smoking the joint. Go after the guys who are bringing in the dope.
And I hate, Scott, again, to put this back on the mom and pops and surely the CVSs even, but the easiest way to fix this is not going into a website that has billions of people using it, some of them fraudulent. They are going to be playing whack-a-mole for years if they go through Amazon. They've got to figure out a way to stop the theft at the store level.
But the
drive-through and buy your shampoo, whatever.
But see, here, have you been through a CVS drive-through lately?
Yes, they would have to change the layout.
You can't just go through the drive-through when you're behind four cars waiting on their. Your prescription will be ready in 15 minutes. Okay, I'm just going to wait here then. No, we need you to drive back around. And you can't drive up in the drive-thru and say, well, I need two Irish Springs and give me some Milk Duds. That's not going
to
work.
You also have to wait in line for the people getting their COVID-19 tests, which takes like 10 minutes.
You also, and we talked to Brian Busby on this show earlier this week, who was in California, where there were some very basic items in a drugstore that were behind a locked plexiglass.
But they are reselling, stealing and reselling very basic
items.
I
understand, but that's not the solution either. That is not sustainable. And here's why. When you go into a CVS, there are maybe, if you're lucky, one person behind the counter.
And now they have two self-checkouts.
And one person who might be stocking stuff in the aisles.
Right.
If there are four customers in there, how are you going to get your item? Are you just going to stand by the shelf? Yeah, I need that right there. And then follow me over here to aisle 9 because there's something over there that I wanted to get too. I mean, the person working in the store basically becomes nothing more than a shelf unlocker. And then they have to go find the next. Well, who's been here the longest? Well, I've been walking these aisles for 20 minutes and nobody's come to help me. I need a key so I can get some damn shampoo. It's not going to work.
Just Instacart it. I'm sorry.
Jim calling in from Tonga. Hey, Jim.
Hey, but y'all, everybody say hello to Sam, Dana, and you, big boy.
Hi, Sam. Yes, you're welcome.
The problem is, the big problem is with the sellers, the people that produce these items, put a serial number on these items, tag them, and when they're checked in, they cannot be resold unless a serial number is identified.
Serial number the items, but saw off the serial number?
No, every big item's got a serial number on them. Yeah, you can saw them off, but big items, TVs, et cetera,
has
got serial numbers stamped on them.
But who would monitor whether or not the thing that you're selling has a serial number on it or not?
The person that checks that item in.
And
the producer should engrave these numbers in the TV like they used to be way back when. They all used to be.
But you have to remember, we're talking about serial numbers on websites like Amazon that sell billions of dollars worth of merchandise every day.
And if that item does not have a serial number, then that item cannot be sold on Amazon. And Amazon is a, like you said, is a big pawn shop.
It is a big pawn shop, but who's going to verify that every item has its individual serial number on it when literally billions of dollars worth of merchandise are being shipped out of Amazon every single day?
It's big box items. It's big box items that should be the serial number tagged.
I understand, but who's going to
That'll shut down that theft.
Okay. The problem is,
it's too big.
It's too big. You can't. I don't know how you would find enough people. Amazon's already one of the biggest retailers in America.
In the world.
Right. And they hire plenty of people. They are a major employer in America. And then we're talking about adding thousands, if not tens of thousands, of more employees whose sole job is to verify VIN numbers on big item products, but what we're talking about is what they're taking from CVS. The colognes, the liquor.
Times thousands of thefts.
There are no serial numbers, individual serial numbers on cologne. There certainly isn't on liquor. I don't know the answer, short of an in-store way to stop them.
There you go.
Now, I don't know if that involves paintballs and if you're stealing, like at the bank or something.
We're going to tase you.
Yeah, I don't know. It is a problem where, quite honestly, I think we can all agree there really isn't a viable solution yet. Yet.
Yeah, tasing is probably not the best idea.
I don't want my 17-year-old daughter who works at CVS tasing somebody as they're heading out the door because they're part of some smash-and-grab operation.
And if they have a pacemaker, and yeah.
576-7798. Hey, Jim, do appreciate the call as always, my friend. Bob in Olathe. Hello, Bob.
Actually, I've got 3 points, real quick.
Go ahead.
Wasn't Alice's Restaurant 18 minutes long a number one song? Number two, most items sold on Marketplace are used. And number three is, can't they do a sting with an RFID-type GPS thing?
This is so big and so wide that could you do one sting against one person or two people? Yes. Are you going to stop what's happening? No. But you did jog something in my mind when you said, Bob, most of these items are used. Let me ask you this. Most legal, normal, law-abiding sellers are selling used items online, Scott, or items that they have made. Okay, let's
correct.
Agree to that.
Especially on Etsy, yes.
Why can't they just shut down the sale of new items? Just say on Amazon, you are no longer allowed to sell deodorant, cologne, hair color. Why would anyone have that new to sell in bulk unless it is stolen?
They bought one of those semi-tractor trailers that the stores didn't want, or it got lost in the circulation.
A pallet,
and they auctioned them off.
A pallet that's auctioned off. You're right.
I sell a lot of other stuff that's used, and this is a Christmas gift I didn't want.
Deodorant. Sam, I didn't think about the pallets.
Yeah, there are people that make an entire living off of buying.
I know one.
Yeah.
They buy the pallets, and then they turn around and sell them. And sometimes the pallets have deodorant on them, and sometimes they have broken toys on them.
Do appreciate the call. Thank you, Bob.
We're going to figure this out between all of us.
I don't think we are. Mike in Lawrence. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
So I have a couple things on this. One, quick throwback to any of the callers about taxes and stuff. So if you're just casually selling, they're going to treat it much like a garage sale. I only know that because you guys know I'm trying to move to Kansas City, so we're downsizing and selling all of our stuff online and have run into some of these little caveats of questions and things popping up. So that's how that's handled. They'll just treat it casual sales tax. You don't have to report any of your proceeds from any of that. In terms of what we do about this, I think, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s, you saw a surge of electronic tags on everything that would set off an alarm at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that won't stop the snatch and grabbers, but what they could do is apply that same thing, expand on it, and have like a little exploding dye pack, just like in a bank, that doesn't necessarily go all over the person, but just destroys the product itself. Or tags the product so that as it's going through Amazon's sort facility, they can look for that UV dye or that marker of some sort that says this item was removed from the store without permission and now has a verifiable way of checking just by scanning it if it has been stolen or not.
Does Amazon scan every single item that comes in through their...
I have no idea.
That's what I don't know. If you're just trying to sell...
Yeah, my guess would be no, but I mean, it would be easy enough for them to install a simple UV scanner. And then if you've got cologne, for example, that has been stolen, just the tag itself could have a little pack inside of it that bursts. And now that tag, you know, looking at it with a naked eye would look like a regular normal tag. But as soon as you scan it with that UV scanner, it's going to pop up and say, oh, hey, this item has been stolen. And then, you know, they could set it up so that, you know, they've got a whole automated system. So as soon as it flags that item, you know, it pushes it off into a separate conveyor that goes off into loss prevention or whoever needs to investigate. And they can track it back to whoever sold it and start hammering people that way.
I see where you're going, and I will say this, Mike, of all the ideas that we've had come in,
that's
yours
the most
is
plausible.
Probably the most likely to work.
Yeah, and I think, you know, obviously there would be some hurdles to figure out, but I think it would definitely be the one that makes the most logistical sense.
All right.
I know. Only time will tell how we figure this out.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Froggy, for the call.
Do appreciate it. 576-7798. Don't forget, we're wrapping up Coats for Kids 2021 tomorrow. We're down to the last 24 hours or so. If you can make a quick donation to Coats for Kids, every penny goes to buy new coats for needy children here in Kansas City. Just go to KMBZ.com, click on the Coats for Kids logo at the top. It is safe, it is secure, and we'd like to thank Pinnacle Bank for all of their support with Coats for Kids 2021.
Coming up on the Dana and Parks program, who owns a recipe? There's a new plagiarism claim that has cookbook authors all in a tizzy. And I don't know that there's any clear answer here. It is a legal conundrum you guys are going
to
love.
All right, we'll get to that coming up in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. Tonight. From CNN, and I think Dana and I were talking about this off the air earlier today. The International Olympic Committee, the IOC, held a second call with Peng Shuai yesterday.
With a gun to her head?
And said that the Chinese tennis star reconfirmed that she was safe and well, given the difficult situation she is in. One of China's most recognizable sports stars, Peng, publicly accused a former top Communist Party official of coercing her into sex at his home 3 years ago in a since-deleted social media post dated November 2nd.
They are controlling her every move right now. That's what's happening.
A lot of calls, but can we get some proof of life here?
And the first, by the way, they thought she'd been killed. Most people thought she was dead. The first proof of life was like a very grainy photo from across the room. And they were like, there she is. She's totally fine. And then there was a video where she was like, yes, I am fine. I'm just taking a break.
Blink two times if
Thank
you're in distress.
Thank you, everyone. I mean, this is China. So WTA suspending all of their tournaments over there is a huge, big deal, Scott.
Yeah.
Huge. And I hope the men follow.
Can she make a public appearance
I
without a gun to her head?
You tell me how it works over in China, Scott.
I don't know, but I'm sure it's not good.
The Women's Tennis Association became the only major sports organization to push back against China's increasingly authoritarian government. They made the decision after they repeated attempts. They have been unable to speak directly with her since she accused their very important guy over there of sexual harassment. While we now know where Peng is, we have serious doubts that she is free, safe, and not subject to censorship, coercion, and intimidation. Quoting here from the CEO of Women's Tennis Association, Steve Simon. I think she's in danger. I think everyone knows it. And I think China's like, well, we can't kill her because everyone knows, but we're going to keep a thumb on top of her until this blows over.
And the IOC is saying that she's okay, based on phone call. Can we get a Zoom in here?
The IOC is like, but keep in mind, this started, I had never even heard of this young woman. God bless her. And then there were some rumblings in the professional sports world that was going on. And then Martina Navratilova chimed in. All of these other big sports stars chimed in and said, free her, let her go, or show us that she's safe.
All right. A story here from the New York Post. A brutal series of sucker punches was thrown in the handshake line after a high school basketball game in Iowa, leading to an all-out fight between the two teams after a game between, it's either Nevada or Nevada, Iowa and Carlisle. A Carlisle Wildcats player squared up and threw two punches at a Nevada opponent, hitting him in the stomach and in the face. Before being wrestled to the ground, players from both teams then tried to break up the fight. This was a game in which Nevada beat Carlisle 72-47. According to the Des Moines Register, there has, as of yet, been no indication as to the motive of this fight in the handshake line. It is a very unfortunate situation, the Nevada superintendent told TMZ Sports. I'm happy they de-escalated it, okay?
Okay.
Edie Falco.
Yes.
Said drunkenly leaving her front door open all night was the catalyst for her sobriety, admitting that alcohol was the cause of all of my problems. In a new interview with The Guardian, the Sopranos alum, who is now 58, said she had her first drink in college. Quote, it was the answer to all of my problems and the cause of all of my other problems. Falco also admitted that she would choose her men based on their drinking habits.
Wow. And, you know, she's the star of Nurse Jackie.
Yep, that's what it mentions that later in the story.
Incredibly popular show about a nurse who was addicted to pain pills.
Yep, a high-functioning drug addict, yep. Falco, regarding the Nurse Jackie role, said, I had a hard time
with
the idea of a comedy about addiction. I said to them, if the last season isn't about her going to meetings and getting help, she has to be dead at the end so people know what it is like. Well, good for her and getting sober. All right, quick break for the news. Don't forget, tomorrow is our finale for Coats for Kids 2021. We are down to crunch time. If you can make a donation, just go to KMBZ.com. Click on the Coats for Kids logo. It takes you to a safe and secure site where you can make your donation. Every penny goes to buy new coats for needy children here in Kansas City. We are in our 19th year, hoping the 19th is as successful as all the others. And we thank you in advance for all of your incredible support. And a huge thanks to Pinnacle Bank for their support as our partner in Coats for Kids 2021. The news is next here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.